It was fantastic to be in Miami Beach recording the show for this week's podcast. Warm weather, delicious Cuban food, fine, fine music. We were guests of the New World Symphony in their amazing new hall, and I really enjoyed getting the chance to play the Prokofiev Flute Sonata with a From the Top alum we met down there. Hope you like it.
From NPR, it's From the Top, celebrating the power of music in the hands of America's kids. It's not unusual for a kid on this show to be taught by a parent. Sometimes that goes well, and sometimes sparks fly. Well, today, you'll meet a gifted 17-year-old soprano who's not only taught by her mom, she idolizes her. Why not? Her Grammy Award-winning mom had a major career at the Met and beyond. Here's our host, one of America's finest concert pianists, Christopher O'Reilly.
Thank you. Thank you, and welcome. We're at the gorgeous Frank Gehry designed New World Center in Miami Beach. New World Center is the new home of the New World Symphony, and it's thanks to the symphony that we're here enjoying music, sunshine, and the wonderful world of South Beach. The New World Symphony was founded in 1987 by conductor Michael Tilson Thomas as America's Orchestral Academy, taking college and conservatory graduates and preparing them for full-time positions in orchestras and other ensembles, but also encouraging them to develop their own entrepreneurial and outreach skills. As part of that outreach training, New World Symphony players, or fellows, mentor young local kids. We'll meet one of those kids later on, a 13-year-old violinist from up the coast in Boca Raton. We'll also enjoy the musicianship of the fellows themselves, hearing Prokofiev and Brahms performed by New World Symphony members who just happen to be alums of our show. But first, a love song sung by another Floridian. Please welcome 17-year-old soprano Virginia Mims. Welcome, Virginia. Would you introduce what you're going to sing and give everybody a sense of what it's about?
It would be my pleasure, Chris. I will be singing Il Bacio by Luigi Arditi. It's an art song where my character is a teenage girl, and she's so excited because she's so in love with this boy, and all she wants to do is give him one little kiss.
Sulle labbra, sei potessi, dolce il maggio, di la re,
Virginia Min, 17-year-old soprano from West Palm Beach, singing Il Bacio, The Kiss by Luigi Arditi. Virginia, thank you. That was so exciting, so
thank
thrilling
you
to hear.
Thank you so much.
My gosh. You know, your last name, Mims, I'm sure this is just a coincidence, but there was a famous soprano at the Met and the New York City Opera named Marilyn Mims. Have you ever heard of her?
Well, she wakes me up every morning.
It's your mother.
Yep.
My gosh. Come to think of it, I know your mom. She told me this story.
The first year of Virginia's life, she heard a lot of singing in my studio. And when the singer was really good, she would respond with laughing and kicking and smiling and carrying on. But if the singer was not that good, she would cry. So I had a feeling that she had the ear for singing and that I had a singer on my hands.
Now your mom is your teacher. And tell everybody how you started with her.
Well, I remember it very clearly. It was Take Your Child to Work Day, and I was about 13 or 14. I was in eighth grade, and my mother is a voice teacher, so I sat in on 5 hours of vocal juries. It was trying, but at the end of the day, I said to myself, you know what? I can do that. I can be up on that stage. I can sing all of those songs right now, right here. I said, Mom, we're going to have a lesson right now. And she said, okay, let's see here. And, you know, that's when we kind of figured out this could be it.
It worked out. So are you happy to be walking in your mother's footsteps?
I'm extremely appreciative, and I welcome the honor to do that. If I was half the woman that she is, I would be beyond thrilled with all of my accomplishments, and she's just an amazing person as well.
Well, here's a recording of your mom singing at the Met. This is your absolute favorite role, Violetta in La Traviata. So beautiful, the aria Sempre Libera. But you're not allowing yourself to sing that favorite role. Explain.
The vocal cords and the vocal folds are one of the muscles in the body that take a little more time to develop. It would take me until about 25 to be able to sing the demanding role of Violetta in La Traviata. So I have to wait. I have to calm myself down because, you know, if I could sing it tomorrow, I would in a heartbeat. Yeah, I'm just waiting here until that day.
Very thoughtful, very mature thinking and planning. but meanwhile, there's lots of music that you're clearly born to sing. Il Bacio was just such a thrill, Virginia. And I think in the future, as it was with your mom, Mims is the word. Thanks for being
Thank
with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Virginia Mims, 17-year-old soprano from West Palm Beach.
Virginia and her mom are such a wonderful pair. You can see pictures of them together on our website and learn about her mom's major opera career in the 1980s. That's at fromthetop.org. And while you're there, download our podcast and listen to our show whenever you want and wherever you go. That's fromthetop.org. Chris.
Next, an outstanding pianist from China studying in this country at the Interlochen Arts Academy in Michigan. She's 18 years old, and her name is Michelle Xinyi Zhao. Michelle, tell everyone what you're going to play.
Hi, I'll be playing Richard Carey's Toccata by Menotti from the opera The Old Man and the Thief.
Your friends tell you that this piece fits your personality. Why do they say that?
Because I'm really optimistic and I always smile and I laugh a lot. So it's kind of like the Toccata. So when I'm playing the Toccata, I feel like I'm saying, come dance with me.
Thank you. Michelle Shiyi Zhao, 18-year-old pianist, studying with T.J. Leimenstuhl at the Interlochen Arts Academy in Michigan, performing Ricercare and Toccata on a theme from The Old Maid and the Thief by Giancarlo Menotti. Michelle is one of our Jack Kent Cook Young Artists. Michelle, I was reminded as you were playing that, you know, Chopin was such a huge fan of the human voice of Bel Canto,
really?
and we know him strictly for his piano music. And here is Menotti, who celebrated the human voice probably better than anyone in the 20th century. And this piano piece, you brought out the great lyricism inherent in the instrument and all the clarity. Just a wonderful performance.
Rarely heard piece.
Thank you. Loved hearing it. You started playing the piano in an unusual place.
Yeah, a piano store. I remember my parents told me that I was walking by a piano store and I had to go in there and play some notes out of the piano. So my dad noticed it, so that's how I started it.
Wow. And so you started when? You were
When I was five.
Five. And you finally got your own piano when?
When I was 10.
Yeah. And then you and your parents decided that studying in the U.S. at Interlochen was the best thing for you.
Yes.
But now when you go back to China for the summer, you still practice in a piano shop. What happened to your piano?
Interlochen is expensive. So my parents sold our house and the piano. So it was actually difficult for me because the house is my childhood. But now I don't have a piano, so when I go home, I have to practice in a piano store. During summer.
Great sacrifices, my goodness.
Yeah.
Your parents have done a lot to support your piano studies, including pressing you to practice and excel. You say there was a lot of pressure on you growing up. Was that difficult? Was it too much pressure?
Yeah, because absolutely. I was tired of my dad watching me practice all day long, so I was actually super happy leaving home to Interlochen, but now I'm like homesick. So... I finally know that he did all of those for my own good, so I really do appreciate him for everything.
Well, you're clearly working beautifully on your own and with JT, and so great having you on the program.
We wish you
all the best.
Thank you,
Michelle. Michelle Shiyi Zhao, 18-year-old pianist from Guangdong, China, now studying at the Interlochen Arts Academy. We are guests this week of the New World Symphony, and standing on stage with me now is a 13-year-old violinist who's being mentored by a New World Symphony fellow. Please welcome, from Boca Raton, Nicholas Abrahams. Nick, welcome. Which New World Symphony violinist is your teacher and mentor?
That would be Amos Fayette.
We're going to hear more about your work with Amos in a minute, but first, let's hear you play. What'll it be?
We will be playing Romanza Andaluza by Pablo de Sarasate.
When you're all set, we'll take it from the top. Thank you. 13-year-old Nicholas Abrahams from Boca Raton, Florida, performing Romanza Andaluza by Pablo de Sarasate. Wow, that was like just between us, except everybody else was here. It had such a great confidential and intimate sense to it, and such a narrative and seductive way of playing that piece, Nicholas. Bravo. So we were talking about your mentor, Amos Fayette, a fellow here with the New World Symphony. How did you two connect?
Well, this is my second year doing the New World Symphony side-by-side concerto competition. And during the rehearsals, Amos was my stand partner. We were on the first stand and the second violins. And at the end of the concert, when we were all saying our goodbyes, he approached me and asked if I would allow him to give me lessons. And from then on, he gives me a lesson every other week, and it's been a blast.
And just last fall, you soloed with Amos at a concert here at New World Center. Tell everybody about that.
It was in the middle of October when the New World Symphony called me and asked me if I would like to be part of the Poetry in Motion concert conducted by Michael Tilson Thomas, and we would be playing Luciano Berio's violin duets. And each student would be paired with a fellow. So my stand partner was Amos, and we played Bruno, and it was a unique experience.
Fantastic. Congratulations. The New World Symphony and From the Top, for that matter, are way into outreach, but you're into doing a lot of outreach yourself. Tell everybody about that.
At least once a month, I try to go to retirement homes or area hospitals to just play for the patients there. And I do a lot of my community service through the Florida Youth Orchestra. And one of my particularly favorite programs is Music and Medicine, sponsored by the Cleveland Clinic. And really, just seeing the patients close their eyes, relax their shoulders, and forget about their pain during the duration of the music is just really moving and shows you how powerful music can be.
I'm sure it's quite moving for them, given your communicative and compelling sympathetic skills with the violin. Good for you, Nicholas. Keep up the great work. Great playing with you, too. Nicholas Abrahams. 13 years old, our violinist from Boca Raton, Florida.
If you're wondering what it would be like to see these amazing performers in action, hop over to our YouTube channel. There you'll find video clips from each and every show, behind-the-scenes features, even content created by the young musicians themselves. Go to youtube.com/fromthetop.
Support for From the Top comes from this and other radio stations. And from the Howard and Geraldine Pollinger Family Foundation, nurturing the development of talented emerging artists and sharing the joy that the performing arts bring to life. From New England Conservatory of Music, where young artists and teachers are committed to transforming classical music, online at necmusic.edu. And from the Jack Kent Cook Foundation, whose mission is to advance the education of students of exceptional promise who have financial need. On the web at jkcf.org. This is NPR.
From NPR, it's From the Top, celebrating the power of music in the hands of America's kids. This week, we're coming to you from New World Center in Miami Beach, Florida. Coming up, fellows with the New World Symphony perform chamber music by Brahms with our host. Today's show is presented by the New World Symphony, America's Orchestral Academy, and is made possible with support from the William R. Keenan Jr. Charitable Trust, supporting programs that empower young people to develop talents that will brighten their lives. Special thanks to Classical South Florida. Here again is Christopher O'Reilly.
Thanks, Joanne. There are quite a few alums of From the Top who are fellows in the New World Symphony, and we're going to hear one of them play now. Please welcome flutist Matthew Reutstein. Matt, it's been 13 years since you were a high school student and we played together on this show. It's high time we do it again. Tell everyone what it's going to be.
We are going to play the second movement of Prokofiev's Flute Sonata.
And you're pretty fond of this piece.
I love this piece. There are a lot of really good flute pieces out there, but not a lot by really great, really important composers. So I think Prokofiev is definitely one of my favorite composers, and this is arguably one of the best flute pieces we have.
Very excited about it. Let's do this. Thank you. Matthew Reutstein playing the scherzo from the Prokofiev Sonata for Flute and Piano. So enjoyed that. You know, you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, there's a lot of good flute music, but by Prokofiev, my God, it's an astonishing piece. Beautifully played.
Thank you.
Matt, you've just concluded your fellowship here with the New World Symphony, so what's next for you?
Well, I actually just got a job in the Houston Symphony, so I am the new associate principal flutist of the Houston Symphony.
Very exciting news. Congratulations. So you can only be in this program for 3 years, and then you have to move on, make room for someone else. Are you going to miss it?
I will, yeah. I've loved it here very much. I love Miami, first of all, and I love this program. I think it's a one of a kind for sure throughout the country. It gives an opportunity to a lot of people who have finished school, a lot of really talented musicians who are ready to get a job but haven't quite gotten there yet. And it's a very special place that I'm thankful to be a part of.
It's a beautiful community. Lots of great friends. I'm sure you've made lifelong friends here. What has training here at the New World Symphony done for you? I mean, you're the product of extensive training at the Shepherd School of Music at Rice. So what did you need to learn before you could land that job with the Houston Symphony?
Well, at Rice is one of the really good orchestral programs in the country. It's well known for its orchestral program. So I definitely learned a lot there, but I was very much a student, being taught by teachers and guided all the way through my studies. Here we have some of that, but we're also treated like professionals in a lot of ways. Our schedule is very professional. We have different programs every single week, so we have to learn music really fast, a lot faster than you would in school, and we have to take responsibility for our own musical ideas and really become that artist that we're trying to be and employable to orchestras around the world.
Well said. Here you are on the cusp of a professional career. What advice would you give the younger kids on our show?
I would say that the passion you have for the music, you have to keep that going for sure. You have to keep growing and loving it. But don't forget that there is a whole world of other opportunities out there to continue to pursue and also inspire your music making. I, for one, studied architecture before I decided to become a professional musician at MIT. And so that has helped me greatly in my music making, even if, you know, not everybody might know that.
Certainly gave you a great appreciation of this Frank Gehry building here.
That's true, yeah. This building opened up in my first year at New World, so it was a really good time to be here.
So exciting. Well, Matthew, been too long, and we look forward to hearing great things over in Houston. Great playing with you.
Thank you.
Best of luck.
Thanks.
Matthew Reutstein, an alum of both the New World Symphony and From the Top, headed off to the Houston Symphony.
Over the last 8 years, From the Top and the Jack Kent Cook Foundation have awarded nearly $2 million in scholarships to talented young musicians who have financial need. We still have more to give. Go to fromthetop.org to learn more. Chris.
On stage with me now is a fine 16-year-old violist from Chicago, Mira Williams. Mira, I'm guessing you don't have a problem missing this winter's Chicago weather to be here in Miami with us?
No, not at all.
That's right. While I head over to the piano, why don't you introduce the piece we're going to play together?
We will be playing Hummel's Fantasy.
Thank you. Mira Williams, 16-year-old violist from Chicago, playing the fantasy by Johann Nepomuk Hummel. Wow, what a great piece there, Mira. Thank you for bringing that.
Thank you.
I don't think we've ever had it. It's just beautiful under your hands. So whimsical. And my gosh, the opportunity to say Nepomuk on the radio, it's just unparalleled. Mira, I just found out that you've been named one of our Jack Kent Cook Young Artists. That's,
I have.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
After hearing you play, it's not hard to love the viola, and you're an outspoken champion of the instrument. Sing the praises of the viola for us.
I love the viola. It's obviously one of my favorite instruments, and I just think the tone and the diversity of the tone is amazing. It can be virtuosic and high and crazy like the violin or something, and it can be low and deep and rich like the cello, and it's just beautiful.
So how come you have to be an advocate? I mean, what's the downside about the viola?
Well, as we all know, there are lots of jokes, and it's not right. I don't understand. You know, people just are so down on it, and it's not fair, and I'm here to change that. So
yeah. All of the kids on our show who play the viola have come to it finding their voice. I know you claim that there are some violin teachers who sort of pawn it off on some of their not virtuosic enough students.
Yeah, it's not fair.
Well, I think we should do something about the lack of respect the viola gets right now. It's time for another episode of
Viola Man.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
No, it's Viola Man.
Viola Man, are you all right?
Of course. I'm Viola Man. Look, I was listening to what you just said, Mira, and it made me so indignant. I've flown here to give you this Declaration of Viola Rights.
A Declaration of Viola Rights. I love it.
Here, read it.
Okay. Number one, no teacher shall ever switch a student from violin to viola just because that student stinks.
Never.
Number two, the public shall attend 7 viola concerts a year or risk the loss of health care coverage.
Amen.
And number three, all viola jokes shall be kept short.
What? Why is that?
Chris, so that violinists can understand them.
Oh. I think my work is done here.
Thanks, Viola Man.
So, Mira, do you think Viola Man helped your cause?
He tried.
Well, Mira, the way you play is the best advocacy for the viola there is. But you're not only passionate about viola, you're passionate about diversity in classical music. You've been grappling with that issue with your peers recently, yes?
Absolutely. I was recently, in February, I was in the Sphinx competition for Black and Latino string players, and it was an amazing, amazing experience, and I loved it. And I just think what they're doing is truly, like, amazing and, like, groundbreaking. Less than 1% of all orchestras contain members of color, of Black and Latino descent specifically. And I just think it's not right. And we are here. We are, you know, wanting to play. And I think Sphinx is really, really good. And they're, you know, breaking the door down for that.
That's right. Well, and thanks to players like, well, don't be modest. You just won, what, second prize in the Sphinx competition.
I did.
So congratulations on everything. And
thank you.
Keep up the great work and the advocacy and the beautiful playing. Thanks very much, Mira. Mira Williams, 16 years old, from Chicago. We're going to end our show here at New World Center in Miami Beach with a fantastic piece of chamber music played by fellows here at the New World Symphony. I have the joy of playing piano with this extremely talented lot, which includes Julia Noon and Audrey Wright, violins, Callie Chachomsky, violist, and Rosanna Butterfield, cello. Audrey, Julia, and Callie are From the Top alums, but we missed Rosanna during her teenage years because she was hiding somewhere in Canada.
can't have an international incident having a Canadian on the show. Rosanna, would you introduce the piece we're all going to be playing together?
Yes, we'll be playing the Scherzo from Brahms's F minor piano quintet.
One of the great pieces in all of chamber music and a great way to end our show today. I want to thank all of our wonderful young performers and thank you all for listening. This is Christopher O'Reilly. Please join me next week. And now, New World Symphony Fellows, let's take it from the top.
From the Top is written and produced by Tom Vagley and Tim Banker, with music director Tom Vinieri. The tour producer is David Balsam, and the production manager is Elizabeth DeVore. Technical direction by Barrett Ouellette, with Dan Hallis and John Servies. The executive producers are Gerald Slavitt and Jennifer Hurley-Wales. I'm Joanne Robinson. From the Top is an independent nonprofit organization based in Boston. Our founding partners are New England Conservatory and WGBH Boston. If you'd like to appear on our program, apply online at fromthetop.org. From the Top's home is New England Conservatory, where outstanding young artists and inspirational teachers are transforming classical music.
Support for NPR comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. From the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. From the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at wtgrantfoundation.org. And from Joyce V. Hale, in the interest of engaging an informed and civil electorate. This is NPR.
This is Christopher O'Reilly, and I hope you had fun listening to this week's podcast. As you might imagine, making From the Top happen week after week costs quite a bit of dough. If you believe in what we do, we really need you to help us out. Make a contribution of any size at fromthetop.org.